Page 45. 3. Listening. The Antarctic. B. Guess which sentences are true. Then listen to part 2 and circle T, true, or F, false. Part 2.
Why is Antarctica an important area for scientists?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One is the fact that there's nothing quite like it anywhere on the planet. Yes, there's the Arctic, but the Arctic is an ocean surrounded by warm continents, one of them being North America. But in the Antarctic, we have this cold, cold continent. It's been cold like that for 30 to 40 million years. And it's surrounded by this cold ocean, which circulates very quickly. And so it's a very, very isolated place. The environment is harsh for life. So it's really interesting to find out how life can tolerate these sort of extreme conditions. This is the sort of information we need if we're going to establish where the possibilities are for life on other planets. But also tells us a lot about how we ourselves cope with extremes. And indeed, lots of people do overwinter in the Antarctic, in bases and, you know, research stations, the likes of that. People live in the Arctic in a similar way. But they have to have all sorts of technologies. They have to have all sorts of adaptations of the clothing that they wear and the way that they deal with day-to-day existence. And they've also got to, in some cases, actually have to adapt themselves. So sometimes their physiology has changed. That's particularly noticeable more among some of the animals that you find in the Antarctic waters, for instance, where temperatures don't rise above plus 2 degrees centigrade in the ocean around Antarctica. If you're going to survive there as a fish, for instance, you need to have antifreezes in your bloodstream. And we have found this. There, animals on the land have antifreezes as well, which help them to survive.
What did you miss when you lived there?
Curiously, there wasn't a lot of things that I missed because for me, it was the greatest adventure that I'd been on. I was the only microbiologist working in my field. I had effectively been given an entire environment to myself. It's funny the things you do miss. I missed fruit and vegetables. We actually had on the station where I was based for my winters a greenhouse where we grew tomatoes. Very unsuccessfully, it has to be said, we grew one tomato and we divided that tomato 18 ways. And that way, you know, I can still remember tasting that fresh tomato. We were waiting for 6 months for fresh fruit and vegetables. So it was a fantastic thing there. But there, I think there's very little not to like about it.